Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. Really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Now, those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia. We are back. We are going to talk. Sorry about that. It happens when Joe pops a beer sometimes. We are going to talk Boeheim's Army, and we're going to talk, well, basically we're back because Joe forgot some stuff to say about football, and he regretted it.
No, that's not why. No, that's not why.
Yeah, well, it's one reason.
Well, I mean, you were the one that at the end of the show that was like, "Well, we're gonna try to come back in between games."
I always say we're gonna try because when I say right. We'll be back and then we're not, something always happens.
Yeah, but you said that.
True that.
Before you knew that I brought that up to you, so.
Okay.
And then plus we won too, so you know there's a couple different things.
Yes. Boeheim's Army, hard fought battle with Heartfire, 68-62, pull off the win late. After it looks like they had it secured. But nonetheless, we're here to talk about that. We will talk about Always a Brave, the Bradley alum team, who I hope Joe has some insight on. Because, well, I don't know if one of the names sounds familiar to me at all. I want to think one of them maybe sounds familiar, but not exactly a follower of the Bradley squad. So we'll play around with it. We'll get your thoughts. You'll get our thoughts. And as we enter our fifth season of mediocre coverage of Syracuse football, you know, Joe's got a little bit stuff to tie some loose ends on. So why are you giving that look? You don't think it's mediocre or subpar?
Oh, I didn't. That's not why.
Okay. That's what I thought.
No.
Okay.
No. Definitely
all right, so, all right, Joe. That's the transition to you.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Yes. See how this works. Going into our fifth season of football, dude still can't pick it up. It's fine. It's okay.
I got to keep it mediocre, bro.
Okay.
Look, it's so there was a couple things that came from the one big thing that I wanted to mention that I completely forgot to from the ACC day was that we did kind of get the feeling that Lee Pogba isn't going to be back.
Yeah, we've had that feeling for whatever reason, right?
Right. And there's been reasons and stuff like that. And I guess he said something to Nate Mink, Coach Babers being the he, that he's going to be announcing or making an announcement on that very shortly. So it still might be a situation where we never really might know, but I think depending on where he ends up will tell us a lot. You know, I think
and
he obviously.
What are the rumors?
I mean, I heard somebody mention something. I think it was the Locked On guys for Syracuse mentioned something about in his Twitter. He had like scuba is like a location type thing or something like that. And that's in Mississippi. And that's a junior college or community college or something like that. So, you know, you can get suspended for breaking team rules, breaking university rules, breaking the law, right? And then there's academics. You can be suspended off of academics. So there's those options, and who knows if we're ever really going to find out. But I know that they were speculating that that that's where he was going. And if he's going to a community college or something like that, or a junior college, then I'm assuming that it would be academics. But I don't know. We may never know. But
I think we'll know eventually.
To me, it's no doubt that obviously he's just not going to be part of the team. So, which is rough because he's one of the better recruits that we had, and he definitely showed promise. He was good linebacker in that room. I mean, it's still loaded, in my opinion, but that just would have kind of put the
cherry on top.
Yeah. So, and then also there's a couple things that came out as far as like watch lists for national awards. Sean Tucker got put on the Doak Walker watch list. Taj Harris got put on the Biletnikoff watch list, and Mikel Jones got put on the Butkus watch list, I think, today.
Yesterday,
yeah. So there's a couple things to look towards. The media voted on the preseason ACC team. Syracuse did not get anybody. I don't think there's any surprise there.
I don't.
They only did the first team, but
I don't know what or who this came from. I just remember seeing it, so forgive me for not giving credit, but I saw the projected finished standings for the ACC with Syracuse dead last. So on their side of the conference.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And that was the last thing I was going to bring up is the fact that, you know, the whole just getting voted dead last
in everything. Every aspect of everything. Yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
Did you see the latest simulation between the Orange and the Flames?
I did. Yeah, those simulations they're kind of entertaining, I'm not gonna lie. But you know, gotta have time to watch them. But yeah, that's been interesting. I think we're 1-3 in that. No, 2-2.
So we lost 38-24, I believe, to Liberty.
34-28.
Oh,
and the worst part about it. Yeah, it was 34-28, okay. And the worst part about it, I think that we were up 28-10.
Yeah, we didn't score in the second half.
Halftime.
Right.
Yeah, so far through that simulation.
For what it's worth, which is not much to me.
For what it's worth, yeah, I know. No, you can't. It's fun. You know, it's fun to speculate, whatever, but they beat Ohio, lost to Rutgers, beat Albany, and then lost to Liberty. And actually, last night, he made the change and put Garrett Schrader in as the starter. He was the starting quarterback over DeVito.
Oh.
So, looked good early, but
yeah.
He still got sacked a bunch.
Nine times.
Yeah.
So
it's funny because it's like you see these things happening and it's like, God, this reminds me of them.
It's almost like watching a replay of last year. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, they're better, but it's still, you know, and I think we were better overall in that too. So
it's also
all for fun and, yeah. You know,
right.
But nobody knows, like we talked about. There's you bring in up to 25 scholarship players, sometimes more. You had seniors that were allowed to stay. You had basically the wild, wild west free agent of the portal where you could go and no one sits out. Plus you had freshmen that were sitting out and redshirting and just getting better over 1 year. So there's so many players. I mean, you're talking about 85 scholarship guys on teams, and there's every year you see injuries and guys that are redshirting and stuff like that, that like you don't know what they're going to end up. So it's so hard to predict which team's going to be good and which team's going to be bad. Because injuries and depth have a lot to do with it, but nobody really looks. Those media guys don't look in depth to players that haven't even played yet and stuff like that. And then they just go by numbers of a recruiting class. So it is what it is. It's all just speculation. And honestly, I don't mind it because that disrespect kind of last time we got disrespected like that
was last year when we finished 1-10.
Well, I mean, real life, but I'm saying preseason.
Okay.
Last time I think we got chose to finish last the year that we went 10-3 in Dungy.
Okay, fair enough.
His senior year. So anything stuff like that is just gonna light fire under people's butts. You know, those players that think that they should be mentioned in the all ACC and obviously been getting voted last. I mean, that's motivation for anybody.
All right, we will get into Boeheim's Army first. We're gonna hear from the folks over at Spotify Green Room. Go there, please. iOS or Android stores. Download the app. All you need is a username, an email, and a password. you get on there. You can follow us at Sean space Cuse Militia, or you can try to search Cuse Militia. Either way, you can follow us there. You'll get notifications when we go live. We are going to be doing our football and basketball fan feedback live, as well as getting your stuff off of socials. But we will try to sprinkle it in, depending on how many participants we can get. And you can get on there. Our last show, when we did one on Monday, we had Michael come on, and he pretty much listened to the whole show live and came on two different segments. So you might be able to do that too. But go there to the iOS or Android stores, download that, and you don't even have to just listen to us. You can do your own thing. Categories range from sports to politics to just pop culture to music to whatever you can think of. So go there. You can find the conversation. You can start the conversation. The Spotify Green Room app. Okay, Joe. Went into the locker room, 38 ahead, 38 to 26, I should say. And they got it started well. They played really good for the first half. The third quarter was a little rough. And then the whole fourth quarter was tight, but we ended up squeaking it out. Obviously, you guys watched right. it with a, 15, 16, 18 footer, something like that from McCullough to win the game. I think he had the last two buckets, actually. And, you know, another Kiefer Sykes, another, technically non-orange guy, go ahead and putting us on his back and carrying us through, although DJ Kennedy did a great job too. And Tyrese Rice and DeAndre Kane, they all did really good. Chris McCullough, the other standout really for SU. And, Eric Devendorf, he did pretty good with 6 rebounds and 6 points. He was a little more mm-hmm. active. I think he had 13 minutes. And we had a couple more turnovers this game, but didn't feel like it. And right. the bench points were great for SU. I don't know what we had 34. I don't know what Heartfire had, but we exceeded them.
19.
Okay. So, Joe, like I said, these games, I don't think any one of them's a gimme. I think they're all going to be tough, especially when, you know, you're playing with guys who you don't normally play with, and you're also playing against guys that you haven't really played against. So it's right. a bring your best every game or get punched in the mouth type of tournament. And Beheim's Army's energy really to start the game was night and day. I can't help it. Their energy was night and day to start this game than it was to start their, you know, the first game that they had. And they're going to need that every night if they're going to contend for a championship, I believe. We'll get into what happens next. But what'd you think?
I mean, that's kind of what I was going to say, is that you just saw the energy and effort, like, straight from the beginning. Guys were subbing in, and they were just, you know, bringing it. You know, CJ Fair, 7 points, 4 rebounds off the bench. I thought he played really well. Really, it's just the bench. If you can come in this tournament and your bench can get 34 points and you put in that same defensive effort, then you're going to have a really good chance, especially if you're going to, you know, out-rebound the team. And then, again, a lot of it just looks at effort. I mean, we had 2 more turnovers than them, but we had 19 points off of turnovers to their 7. So, they didn't make our turnovers count as much as we made theirs count. And, you know, everyone kind of stepped up. I mean, Andrew White didn't score. Malachi had 1 point, but Kiefer Sykes came off the bench and played great, and you saw him in there at the end of the game. You saw Devendorf play a little bit more with 6 points, 6 rebounds. Kennedy, 10 points, 8 rebounds. Kane, 6 points, 7 rebounds. I mean, they're distributing it all over the place. Tyrese Rice didn't have to play. I think he only played 15 minutes in this game. So everyone's coming together. They look like they've played. I mean, you could see, and it's getting just better almost quarter to quarter, half to half with these guys, and more guys are getting confidence, and you know, you don't see the arguing, you don't see the fighting for the shots and stuff like that. They're helping each other off the floor like they've been playing with each other for a whole season. So that's the kind of stuff that you like, and that's the stuff you gotta stay together, you gotta stay positive, and more than, you know, everything else, especially when you're playing a game every other day for the first 3 rounds, your bench has got to show up. So they did that, and I mean, it was a great effort. I really wasn't. There was a couple times where I was like, okay, got close. But once we kind of started shutting down Tevin Mack, and I just saw the way that we defended, you know, Jared Wilson Frame and those guys, and the way that we were getting rebounds and stuff, I was pretty confident that we were going to win them.
Yeah, I had me holding my breath there for a little bit, and we'll get into some of that. But what can you say really about, and I mean, this is going to probably be a topic until they're pushed off the perch, and that's all of these outside Syracuse players coming in and really stepping up. I mean, they're the players that Malachi Richardson had a big game, but you know, you've got these guys, you got Rice who stepped up and now Sykes stepped up. And I mean, really they all had a pretty decent game. All of the outsiders, if you want to even call them that. And are we just going to knight them as, you know, Syracuse, right? So I think it was, you know, Dan Lyons had a tweet, something about the great, the Syracuse legend, Kiefer Sykes with, you know, XYZ. And it's just funny because, you know, that's how we treat, that's how Syracuse fans treat people. They open arms all the time. It doesn't matter where you're from at the end of the day. If you're going to be part of something like Boeheim's Army, then you're gonna be welcomed with open arms, and you're gonna be part of the Syracuse family. That's it, hands down.
Yeah, so. I mean, if they bring a championship to, you know, the Boeheim's Army and Devo and like all that stuff, then I think a lot of fans will do that, unless they cross them in some point in the future, maybe on another team or something like that, and they end up coming back and playing against Boeheim's Army or something like that, but. Yeah, I mean, who knows if this is one of those things where, you know, Syracuse fans will want him back next year. Just look at him as part of the Syracuse family, like you said, you know. So we've had players that in the past that haven't played for Syracuse. It's just they weren't the dominant player.
They
came off the bench and helped, you know, one or two.
They weren't team players either. This is a more team-oriented team than we've seen the past couple of years.
Yeah, well, I mean, these guys are professionals. I mean, we brought in four guys that they were all in at the end of the game with Chris McCullough. Like, I mean, these four guys, unlike the past when we let guys play, they might be the four best players on our team. So,
well, right.
That's why it's a little different. And, I mean, get used to seeing it because – unless we're playing bigger guys where we can't go Rice and Sykes at the end together, then those guys are probably going to be on the floor at the end of the game. But I like the rotations that they got now. I like how they got McCullough and Leiden split up and, you know, Sykes and Rice split up and how they sub the other guys. And like I said, I think Malachi Richardson didn't really need him this game. But you did see the defensive effort in there in the second half. Eric, I mean, that's the one thing is that everyone that's coming in and you see the effort, you see that they're trying, and you have to play that defense. You have to play defense in this because as you've noticed through two games, and if we haven't in the past, like these referees let these guys play. Right?
Oh, my gosh. That's an understatement. I mean, dude, I saw two in a row grabbing the neck, like tugging. And
how many times did someone fall on the floor yesterday trying to make a layup and nothing got called?
I mean, I can't even tell you, but I got to be honest. I know it's really frustrating for the players, and God forbid it gets out of control, because that's how things get out of control. That's how tempers flare when you're not controlling a game. That's how it gets dangerous.
Yep.
But with that said, there's a fine line there. The refs are they probably should reel it in. At least a little bit more, I think probably a little bit more than a little bit, but they are letting them play. It is way more exciting not to have a whistle every 5 seconds, but I think that the refs need to regroup a little bit, and they need to keep the whistles just a little bit tighter, because someone's going to turn around and get knocked up out, right? I mean, it's only going
to... No, and that's my thing is that as we get to this next round where there's only 8 teams left and they're all... going to be very they're all going to be very talented teams. You get to that far in the tournament, all of them are tough teams that have gone through those first tough three rounds, and it's only going to get worse from here. I think you're going to see it get reeled in when you get to the next rounds, deeper rounds, when you're getting closer to that money and you got more talented guys out there playing against each other.
Got more talent, you got more passion. They know how to. Everybody in this tournament knows they need to bring it. Just like let's hear a little bit from you before we do.
We are driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Remember, go to the iOS and Android stores, download the Spotify Green Room app, go there, enter your username, create a password, get an email address. It's free. Go there. Follow us, Sean space Cuse Militia, or you can just try Cuse Militia, and you can follow us there, and you can get notifications when we go live on that. You can get on this show. So iOS, Android stores, it's free. Go there. Download the Spotify Green Room app. We appreciate it. At MF Brightside, no time for zone or being soft in the TBT, to the point I was just going to make while I was looking at his comment, is that when you get to those eight teams, Joe, these teams have been through it. They're getting to what would be the Elite Eight or whatever. You can't call it that, of course, but whatever. They know they need to be physical because that's how you win in this tournament. And you know, the zone, it's not going to work here, right? I mean
they've tried it in the past, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to phase.
Kind of been difficult.
Yeah, so.
Well, then you bring four guys in that have never played Syracuse. Yeah, they played a little bit of zone the first game, but then I think they ditched it pretty fast. And again, that's another thing that I like about this tournament, and you know, this time around with all these guys, like these guys are playing man in your face, like they're switching. And you know, we've had players from Syracuse that I'm sure have gone professional and have had to play man to man. So it's actually kind of nice and interesting to kind of watch some of these guys play, you know, like watching Dievendorf play man to man like he did yesterday. I was like, damn, I don't think I've ever seen this.
He's right? A low, like, croucher too. He's a low croucher, and he gets down with it.
He's got to stay underneath people. He knows that makes up for the speed. I'm just saying, like,
the wide
just to
stance,
see some of those guys.
Yeah, the low
see,
wide
see
stance.
CJ Fair and some of these guys that we didn't get to see play man to man ever.
Right.
So that's a little interesting too.
Yeah, at RBY2ZDay, that's the best I can do, Andrew. Sorry.
It's pretty good.
Q Sports has aged me more than my children. Yeah, I mean, you know, for whatever reason, I got nervous, but it's not to the equivalent of a Syracuse college basketball game for me. But it gives you the same feel, and what would a tournament be without two games that nutted up quick, and is that a good term? That's not a good term, is it?
You can think of a better one. I mean, we can go with it.
Okay. What would a tournament with Syracuse players be in it if you weren't, you know, puckered up a little bit? So
yeah.
We are all used to this, right? At Mahirio_10, sheesh. DeAndre Kane is the man you want on your team. You have to love the effort. Good win. Yeah, like we mentioned, I mean, all those guys are those outsiders, if you want to call them that. They're giving it their all. Great win.
Yeah.
I thought this was a game, Joe, and I may have said it on here, but I definitely said it to you. This is a game I could see them losing with the talent that they had on Heartfire, even though Heartfire is inexperienced in the tournament, but you know, they pulled off an upset to get there.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
They're definitely a talented team, and they're a tough team. Just at the end of the day, I mean, the defenders, like I said, DeAndre Kane and DJ Kennedy and the point guards, I mean, their defense was just so good against their main guys. Like, you had Aaron Epps, who hits a bunch of open shots, but nobody really expected that. Tevin Mack, we knew, was tough. He did the same thing in Clemson. He killed us when he was at Clemson. Just to see that we played defense, we shut down the right guys, and at the end of the day, they just didn't have enough shot makers. They didn't have enough guys to make shots at the end, but they're definitely a tough team, without a doubt.
At Cuse Waterboy, our buddy Tony, Syracuse basketball, all the addictive qualities of cocaine with lesser side effects. # take me to Krause. Pretty much. Plus, I mean, they both make you want to smoke cigarettes too, I think. At James Zuba, whoever this guy is, he says, yes, no, James. This is not how it works. You've been at this long enough to know how to answer this question, James. Stop it.
Wait, he said yes?
He said, all it. He said was yes. He said yes. He's not doing it right. And he makes fun of everybody else for not playing buy, sell, or hold.
He just answered the
right
question.
Yeah, thoughts on the game, yes. Okay, whatever. He's not all there. He's from Central Square.
No. You got to be specific. Would you like to share your comments from the game? Please share.
What did you think of the game in more than one word? James Zuba, go. Yeah. Not at nothing. Joe P, our boy on Facebook. He's going to get the chair. I'm giving Joe P the chair. Giving Joe P the chair after James let me down. I remembered it was on. Missed game one because I'm an idiot. Okay. Made me nervous in the third, fourth. Looked good on D in the man-to-man. Can't wait for them to keep improving and win the whole damn thing. You know, I'm beginning to think that this is more of a possibility. So, of course, we saw this team being put together. And, of course, we're going to talk about this later down the road. But we saw this team being put together, and we're like, yeah, man, they're going for it. But you watch the first game as shaky. You know, you watch the second game as a little better, got tightened up, whatever. But you want it all now. You taste two wins. This team tastes two wins. They're going into the field of eight here, and they want it all. And it's going to be total disappointment.
Heartfire was a much better team.
Absolutely.
Just an FYI.
Yeah.
So, and to see them come out and still play like that, the first game, that team was just tough because they were big, they were physical, and they were going to play their butts off. And we were just trying to figure it out the first game, you know, and it's always the toughest one. But yesterday, they definitely were a more talented team. And, again, the effort and rebounding, just getting it done.
Yeah, by the way, we were out-rebounded. But in the last game, we were... Oh, excuse me. I'm looking at the wrong one.
No,
we were not out-rebounded. So, anyway, yeah, that's two games in a row. Not that it's a correlation to anything we've dealt with here this past basketball season, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Gerald on Facebook. Non-SU alums were much quicker and energetic. Valuable additions to the team. Absolutely. We talked about it. Great talent. All of them guys. What, four of them?
No, I mean, these four guys, literally, I remember watching.
There was a couple I remember watching, but I got to be honest.
I remember watching all four of them and thinking, like, I would have no problem with any of these guys playing for Syracuse. And this was in college. So, it's exciting to watch them play with former Syracuse teams, without a doubt.
Last one, Alex, our good buddy Alex, Joe's kin. Rice didn't play too well, but hit a big shot at the end. CJ played well in the first half, but it was sweet for Chris to hit the winner. Yeah, hitting the last two shots and hitting that corner, 15 to 20 foot or whatever the hell it was. Probably more than 15, less than 20. Hitting that shot was, money. He was great all game, I thought. And I'm waiting for Tyler Lydon, dude, to step this up.
Yeah.
Whatever slump he's in to get over that and to step this up, because McCullough's just, you could have him on the floor the whole time at this point. Obviously,
yeah,
you don't want to.
I mean, you don't want him to. And in this type of tournament, you need to get rest, without a doubt. You don't get the automatic timeouts and the slower pace of a college basketball.
Yeah, it's much
faster. It's up and down.
Yeah.
It's up and down almost like a rec league game, but obviously with a lot of talented players. You saw the effort. You saw him kind of figure out, I think, rotations, and I think they're starting to figure out who can play with who better. But if I had any criticism, really, it's just we got to work on being a little bit stronger with the ball down low, not as many turnovers. I mean, Heartfire had 11 steals. So he did play sloppy at times, and finishing around the basket.
Finishing around the basket
is another one. I mean, those are really the two. I mean, we blow this team out if we just kind of make a couple of the bunnies that we should have, just like the first game. So,
yeah. So, on to Bradley. Now, this game will be tomorrow night, Wednesday, if you're listening on Tuesday. It's Tuesday night right
Bradley?
Now. Bradley? Yes. Bradley is going to be...
Or Always a Brave.
Did I say... I'm sorry. What's the difference? Always a Brave. The Bradley alum team. By the way, first of all, two things to mention. This is a true alum team. They're all Bradley players. I think there was one transfer, but they played for Bradley. And also, this is their home court. Right? Oh, we're moving, though, aren't we?
No.
Oh, we had. Yeah. This will be the last game there, won't it, in Indiana? So this is their home.
No, it's Illinois.
Illinois. That's what I meant.
No.
Yeah, the Illinois side of the bracket or whatever. This is their home court. So.
No, it was going to be them or House of Pain, right? Because that was one thing we didn't talk about, was that House of Pain, they were the two seed in this bracket, and that was the Illinois alumni. Remember when you're watching the first game and you're like, oh, they're Syracuse fans, and then it's like, oh, no, those are Illinois fans.
Yeah, but this is where they play. This is where Always a Brave, the Bradley alum, this is where they play.
Oh, no. Oh, I know. I'm just saying that the number two seed that was the Illinois.
Still a home state advantage, at
still,
least.
I mean, they were still a home state, and that's the more popular team, and there was a lot of fans in that stadium for Illinois. I mean, I'm sure at this point, with Bradley making it this far, or Always a Brave making it this far, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot more people there. So,
Darryl Brown from Always a Brave, 5'10 point guard. He's the one that went off against Jackson, Tennessee, underdogs. He was a game high 18 points. Not a soul on the rest of the team, getting into double digits, and he had 6 assists as well. So, someone to watch out for, I guess, you know. Just I did watch that game last night. I watched about 3/4 of it. It started to get blown open. They won 70-50. So, you know, with that said, obviously he's going to get the special attention. But who else on this team, Joe? Tell me like I don't know. Tell me like I don't know. Okay? Who else on this team should we look out for?
Going back to the first game, against the Chicago Hoopville Warriors, and they only won by 2. Darryl Brown still had a good game. The player of the game probably, though, was forward Marcellus Somerville. He's 6'7", and he had, I believe, it was something like 17 points and 13 rebounds. So that's definitely a guy that we're going to have to worry about, a guy that's, you know, that 6'7 range, probably going to be a DJ Kennedy, you know, on him or something like that. And also, Patrick O'Brien is another one that you got to worry about. He's almost a 7-footer, could possibly be, you know, 6'10", 6'11", 7-foot in that range. And he was a former lottery pick from Bradley. And there's a year where Bradley had a great year. They made it to the NCAA tournament, and he was a top 10 pick in the NBA draft. Didn't really work out that well for him in the NBA, but he's been successful overseas, and a guy like that being in this tournament is tough as well. And those are guys that are going to be down low and going to be battling us for those boards. So that's going to be the two guys that I'm going to throw out there that are really you know, going to be difficult. But you already hit really the main one, Darryl Brown Jr. It's tough to look at the second game and see where they got better, because they beat a team by 20 and everybody played and everybody scored. But even in the first game against the Chicago team, nine different players scored. So even when you look at the average minutes, it's like 20, 20, 22, 23. And then there's Darryl Brown Jr. at 31. So they're going to sub in, get the fresh legs out there. Like I said, they got a couple other guys that are bigger bodies, but they don't have the talent of Somerville or O'Brien. But yeah, you shut down Darryl Brown Jr. scoring. I mean, he's averaging 15.5 points a game with 6 assists. And so, I mean, he's leading points, assists, and minutes for his team. He's going to be the main guy. And then obviously just those bigger guys down low, just making sure that we don't get out rebounded overall in the game. They're going to get theirs. They're going to get some blocks. They're going to get some rebounds, but we just got to keep that total rebounds close.
A scrappy team full of Bradley All-Stars. They're 10-3 all-time in the tournament. They're going to be – it could be a problem, okay?
Yeah.
Now
– Well, I mean, Bradley's had some good – like I said, they've had some good years, and even that one year, like, one guy isn't always going to get you to the tournament. And them playing in the Missouri Valley or something, that's not the most difficult mid-major – yeah, I mean, it's a pretty tough mid-major conference to go through. So, and one person isn't going to get you to the tournament in that conference. And this is probably a makeup of a lot of that team. I mean, they have been playing good in 10-3. That's good. I don't think that this team is better than Heartfire when you look at the talent and whatever on the roster. But realistically, in these, I mean, you can look at big names, but it really, it just comes down to how they play together. And like you said, a team that's all Bradley, they probably all have played with each other one way or another, or in 10-3 in the tournament, you know that they've played in these tournaments before, so they have experience in it. So
yeah, they're probably a more gelled up team, and that's what could make them dangerous. Also, if I'm not trying to look ahead, I'm just giving you information. The winner, if we get ahead, always a Brave, get by them, we'll play at 2:00 on Saturday. And that's when the venue changes. So,
yes.
And it goes to Dayton. So, look.
And there's two talented teams that are playing that game as well. So,
where's that?
I'm saying the other side of our bracket.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, everybody that's left is a problem, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll try to get back here, but tomorrow night at 9, of course, we got to get one of those. It's really tough. I wish that, you know, right? What would it,
I know what, it's gonna be?
What would a Wednesday tough. Night Syracuse basketball game be without it being on at 9:00 at night? So
yeah, right on hump day, right?
Yeah. So. We get by them. We play Saturday. I wish we could have the 7:00 game. That would be really awesome, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll take the 2:00 game if we can get it. So if they can put it together,
I'll take any game on Saturday.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If they can put
it
together,
I got a game on Saturday.
Yeah, that would be great. So I want to thank all of you for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We'll try to get back here after the game sometime on Thursday if we can. If we can't, we'll see you next time. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.